Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's session. We're talking about how to be happy with yourself. This means finding joy when you're alone, without always needing others around. We'll look at why it's important to learn this, how to add habits you enjoy by yourself, facing quiet times instead of avoiding them with easy steps. Let's start. Learning to be happy alone is very important. Why? Because if you don't know how, you start expecting too much from others, even without meaning to. The way to fix this is to build some habits into your life. Habits you can do on your own and still have fun with. These should be things that feel good, even when no one else is there. For example, reading a book could be one. Or listening to soft music. Because when you're alone with nothing to do, instead of sitting and letting your mind run wild, you might start overthinking. All kinds of random or bad thoughts could come up, making you feel uneasy. So, you need activities that make being alone enjoyable. That could be painting a simple picture, or going for a quiet walk in the park. Noticing the trees and birds. It could be trying a new recipe in the kitchen, cooking something easy just for you, or even gardening, like planting seeds in a small pot and watching them grow. Anything works, as long as it's something you can do alone that's creative or useful, like yoga or deep breathing. There are so many ideas. Just think about what you like. If you want to go a step further, practice creative or critical thinking. This involves focusing on solutions to your life's problems while you are alone. When by yourself, thoughts may bother you more intensely. Your feelings and emotions could become stronger, and your mind might race, shifting quickly from one idea to the next. What do most people do then? They turn to music, scroll social media, or find other distractions to stay occupied. We tend to rely on external things to keep our minds busy and avoid true quietness. Why do we do this? Silence can scare us, and being alone often feels uncomfortable. Instead of avoiding it, face it directly. When you face the thoughts racing in your mind that cause you problems, simply confront them. Observe those troubling thoughts and stay with them calmly. By doing this, you will uncover the root cause and discover different solutions to the issues. For instance, if the problem involves your behavior and memories of how you acted with others bother you, you will spot your own mistakes. You will also realize that the other person's viewpoint may be valid too. Often, it is a lack of understanding on your part that leads to poor reactions. This process gives you valuable insights, so next time, you can respond better by listening carefully and grasping the other's perspective. When you sit alone and observe your thoughts or reflect on your behavior, you learn from them. This gives you valuable insights to use next time in life. Through this process, you become wiser, a better listener, and a calmer person, qualities that naturally draw others to you. And this is the real meditation. It helps you grow into a better individual by learning from your own experiences, own mistakes, and own actions, all through quiet self-reflection. This is the way to observe your thoughts and grow from it. Now, let's discuss sitting in silence. Find a quiet spot with no phone nearby, no music, no people, nothing to distract you. Just sit alone and become aware of everything around you. This is meditation in its simplest form. For example, if you have a balcony or window, step out and observe what people are doing outside. Or pay attention to the sounds of birds or the sound of leaves. If you practice this for 5 to 10 minutes each day, you are engaging in meditation. You are building awareness of everything around you in the present moment. Slowly, you'll realize that being alone isn't as bad as you thought. It can even be peaceful. For instance, if I go to a park, I can sit there for hours. I look at the trees and plants, maybe spot a squirrel running around, or small animals moving. I watch the clouds in the sky, feel the wind on my skin, listen to all the sounds coming my way. Then I focus on my breath and say, "Thank you, God, for letting me breathe today. This isn't small. Think about it. Right now, millions of people have stopped breathing or are about to." So, giving thanks today makes sense. The people close to you, such as friends and family, are also breathing and alive. They are there for you. You can connect with them whenever you choose. So, offer thanks to nature, God, or the energy around you. What you're actually doing is feeling gratitude. Gratitude is a way of thinking, but it's different from our usual habits. We're used to thinking about the past, the future, or what we don't have. That's where our minds go. We don't know how to stay in the present or think about what's happening right now. Why? Because we're never aware of the present. But if you become aware of the present, you'll notice so many small things that are actually very important. For example, close your eyes, then open them suddenly and say, "I can see. Thank you so much, God, for letting me see." There are millions of people in the world who can't see. I can hear. That means my ears are working. Thanks to the feelings on your skin, too. This gratitude will make you feel happy right away. You'll learn to be happy with yourself. You'll understand that you don't need lots of people, TV, or your phone to feel good. Go. Sit alone. Bring your awareness to what's here and say thanks from your heart to the universe. Thank you so much for this amazing life. If you start doing this every day, think about how much your life will change. This is called gratitude meditation. If you begin with just 5 minutes a day, slowly that time will grow on its own. At first 5 minutes, then you'll feel like doing more. You'll do it twice a day, 3 times, and soon that grateful feeling will stay with you all day. This gratitude is what we call happiness, being content with what you have. When you're not happy with it, that's sadness. And why sadness? Because you think what you have isn't enough or isn't right. But when you start gratitude meditation slowly, your attention shifts to what you do have. As scientist Neil deGrasse Tyson explains, why life is so precious and why living is a huge gift. He says, we should really understand how rare it is to be alive in this big universe. He explains that the chance of you being born is super small, like winning a giant lottery. There are trillions of possible people who could have existed, but it's you who got to be here. He says, you breathe, you feel, you think, against odds so vast they border on the miraculous. That means your life is almost like a miracle because it's so unlikely. Tyson points out that we're lucky because we get to live and then die. He says, we are going to die, and that makes us the lucky ones. Most people are never going to die because they are never going to be born. In other words, billions of potential lives never happen, so the fact that we exist makes us special. Life is short and fragile, which is what makes it valuable, like a rare treasure. He reminds us not to waste this gift. Life is a gift and precious, so don't waste it. Use it with everything you have. Because tomorrow isn't promised, we should live fully, learn, explore, and make the world better. He says, now is the time to celebrate being alive every waking moment. In the end, being happy with yourself means enjoying your own company. It comes from welcoming time alone, creating fun habits you can do by yourself, facing quiet moments with meditation, and saying thanks every day for what you have. When you pay attention to the now and feel grateful for simple things, like your breath, your ability to see and hear, or small joys like a warm cup of tea, you stop overthinking and start feeling content. Remember, real happiness begins when you value what's right here in your life. Thanks for listening. See you in the next session.